Dateline, it's Marilyn Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us, everybody. The Everyman Theater's production of Crimes of the Heart, a play about three sisters in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, marks the company's one-year anniversary in its new home on Fayette Street in the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District over on Baltimore's West Side. Originally scheduled to run until last Sunday, Crimes of the Heart has been extended until next Sunday. So you've still got a few more days to catch it. And this morning, I'm joined in the studio by the three actors who play the three McGrath sisters, Beth Hilton, Doria Schmidt, and Megan Anderson. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. So let's go around the room here. Mm-hmm. And Doria, we'll start with you. Tell us who you play and what she's like.
I play Babe McGrath. She's the youngest sister of the three, and she is a fireball. She always is fighting and wanting to make her mark in the world. She's really exciting in that way.
Mm-hmm. And Beth, how about you?
I play Lenny. She's the oldest sister. She's the one who stayed home to take care of their grandfather who raised them, and she feels she's kind of at the end of a rope. She's turning 30. Everyone's forgotten her birthday, and she's unmarried and feels like her chances have passed her by. Mm-hmm. So at the start of the play.
That's right. So old maidhood is right around the corner.
Yeah, at the start of the play, correct.
There you go. And Megan, you are the exotic foreigner in this.
I play Meg, the middle sister, who left town 5 years ago to pursue a career in music in Hollywood. And I'm carrying an awful lot of hurt and an awful lot of failure back home. To be with Babe, of course, but also because I just can't be out there with my demons anymore, and I'm coming home to be with my family.
Hmm. And Babe has, at the beginning of the play, just been released from prison, or from the jail. And why, Babe, why were you in jail?
Well, I shot my husband. Babe is married for 4 years. She got married when she was really young, 18, and married to a successful lawyer in the town. And without giving too much away, he's abusive and just not who she wants to be around and what kind of life she wants to be living. So it brings her to that point.
Mm-hmm. Crimes of the Heart is one of those pieces that gets played in repertory theaters all around the country. It's been in circulation for a long time. It was made into a movie in the 80s, I guess. Let's listen to a little clip from that movie. And this is the scene where Babe returns from prison to see her two sisters.
Lenny, I'm free! I'm free!
Oh, take me home.
I'm going to take you home. We're going to go home right now.
Oh,
you okay, babe?
Oh,
was it terrible in there? I bet it was awful. Jewelry.
Babe!
Oh,
little babe!
So the sisters have their reunion.
That sounds about the right amount of squealing.
That's the right amount of squealing. There's a little squealing in the Everyman production.
Yep, there is.
All right, so that's Diane Keaton, Jessica Lange, and Sissy Spacek. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of this play that the three of you are on the stage at the same time. I wonder, Megan, did you do any particular exercises or anything to figure out how to get that rhythm between the three of you?
No, I wouldn't say there was anything specific that we did except run, keep running it, mm-hmm. and keep learning it and exploring it with Susanna Gellert, who directed us. And I think the more we tried to trust that we were in a really safe rehearsal environment and that we had to take the gloves off, we had to fight hard, we had to love hard, we had to really listen to each other, then we would learn more. And then we put it in front of a preview audience before opening. So we were able to perform the show for a live audience three times before mm-hmm. opening, and we learned so much mm-hmm. from them. It was like having another person in the room or a seventh character in the play mm-hmm. because, of course, you know that what we learned from them was enormous. So right. the strides we took from first preview to opening,
big.
Really big, I think.
And Beth Hilton, I mean, that's the thing. The audience becomes part of your timing
Absolutely.
Challenge because
yep.
it is a funny play. There's a lot of jokes, you know, and so you got to wait and you got to know when to, you know, the applause or the laughs mm-hmm. stepping on your line.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a funny thing. And, like, each audience was different, and the opening night was very different than the preview audience, too. And, of course, by then I had filled out a lot. But you do have to let them tell you where the jokes are, because each audience is a different audience, and so we have our mechanics of how the scenes work, but there's also a difference in each audience, and you have to listen to them as well. So they may not laugh on this, and they might laugh at this. So you just have to, it's not huge differences, and probably night to night people wouldn't necessarily see, and it does go deeper in us as actors and with our characters as well, but it's a lovely thing to have that play with the audience and the other actors.
Mm-hmm. And Doria, you guys do 8 shows a week of this. And on the weekends you're doing 5. Mm-hmm. You know, you do Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Is there a difference? Because I find a difference musically. When I do a run of, you know, 4 concerts, the same show, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's a big difference between the Thursday night crowd and the Sunday afternoon crowd, you know? Do you find, as you've done this show now for, you know, more than a month, that there's a difference between the day of the week? You know, it's on a Wednesday night tonight, are you going to have a different vibe than you will on Saturday night?
Maybe, but I still feel like sometimes we've had matinees that have surprised us also. Beth said something the other day about loving Saturday afternoon matinees because it's like people actually really want to be there. It's not like they've been drug out on a date. It's like they've chosen to spend their Saturday morning with us. So I think it really depends. Sometimes on the weekends we have older crowds, and so that brings a different energy as well. We've had audiences that it seems kind of like the younger crowds, you know, Friday night, Saturday night are coming, and I think the younger crowds might have a different sense of humor, and so they kind of catch on. It's a pretty macabre sense of humor, and so they link onto that and are very much there. And then we have sometimes older audiences who they're so with us, we can feel it, but it's so much more at like a feeling the pain as well. So it really does inform.
Yeah, that's nice. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. I'm here in the studio with Doria Schmidt, Beth Hilton, and Megan Anderson. They are starring in Crimes of the Heart at the Everyman Theater on Baltimore's West Side. It's there until Sunday. The fact is unmistakable when you walk into the theater and open up the program. This is an all-girl band, you know. you guys are the stars. Susanna Gellert, as you mentioned, is the director. You've got a female scene designer. You've got a female costume designer. You've got a female wig designer and a dialect coach. There's a lot of women in this thing. Has the vibe, Beth Hilton, has the vibe working in this, you know, largely female environment been... What's that been like? Has it been different than other gigs you've done?
It's been great. Ashley, first of all, is a male dialect coach. Ashley is male, but that's
him,
okay.
Got him wrong. Sorry
about
that.
But just in case he's listening, I actually feel fortunate. I've worked with a lot of women directors and a lot of theaters run by women, so it's really wonderful to be in that environment. But it's not totally new to me, so it might be a better question for someone else to answer. But it's amazing. I mean, it's wonderful. Typically, in Everyman, we always feel supported. I don't feel any kind of gender differences there at all. But it is great to be around a bunch of women in a women-friendly kind of women-focused play, especially.
Naomi Greenberg-Sloven, who's one of our favorite people, I mean, she's the dramaturg at Everyman, has a beautiful essay about the issue of gender and gender inequality. You all have this great series called The World of the Play that Mark Steiner's hosting with each production you do, and that was the topic that happened a couple of weeks ago. It turns out my daughter is a 25-year-old playwright, and she told me a story. She introduced herself to a male theater director, and when he introduced himself to her, without any prompting from her, he said, "Oh my gosh, we don't program nearly enough stuff by women." He was like feeling guilty about it just because he's meeting this woman playwright. I mean, Megan, in terms of gender inequality and the perception that there is an inequality in the theater world, both on the playwriting side, the directing side, the acting side, what's your take? You've been at it for a while, and you've been with Everyman for a while.
Well, it's true. I read just recently that it is harder for a woman to get her play produced than it is for a man. Mm-hmm. That you could present the same play under two different names, and one could be male and one could be female, and a producer would be more confident to support the name that was a male.
And let me just quickly remind people that Beth Henley wrote this play.
Yes.
A woman wrote
a
this
woman.
Play. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like I must be just in this generation now where I take it for granted that there are powerful women all around me all the time. Mm-hmm. So I know that there's a struggle, but also this has been the year of the woman director for me. Yes. I've worked with a ton of really intelligent women, directors, stage managers, actors. So I feel blessed that I don't personally experience that in my own life.
I would say that's the same for me, too. I think that's what I was trying to say earlier, and not as eloquently. So thank you, Megan, for making that clear. But yeah, I mean, I just feel like I feel really blessed in my life and my career, too.
And thank God for the women who came before us, like Beth Henley, who was clearly a trailblazer, you know, in her time, who now we take it for granted that this amazing play exists. But I will say that to be able to really sink our teeth into these three different women who are so well-drawn as mm-hmm. characters and each have such rich lives. Like, that is such a treat, coming from a woman to play a strong mm-hmm. woman.
Yeah.
It's a treat. You gotta.
And we're not devices. You know, sometimes in plays.
Right.
Which, I'm glad to play a device if I need to, a device is a device, is a paycheck is the theater, you know, but... Mm-hmm. These women aren't devices.
Mm-hmm, sure. No. I love Tina Fey's line at the Golden Globe when she said that, that Meryl Streep has been nominated for a Golden Globe, which proves that there are still roles in Hollywood for 60-year-old women who are Meryl Streep.
Right.
And, that really is kind of true. The setting of this is 5 years after a big storm, Hurricane Camille. So it's the mid-70s. Mm-hmm. She wrote it. Beth Henley wrote it in 1979, won the mm-hmm. Pulitzer Prize. And I wonder, and Naomi in her program note calls it Southern Gothic. It is, in a sense, kind of dated. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. some of the jokes are very 70s and very, very old. Do you have a sense that it's dated? And I'm finding myself struggling with myself because, like, I wouldn't say Molière is dated, you know.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
why would I say a play from the 1970s, you know, that I lived through barely, is dated? What do you think, Doria?
Well, I remember the first time I read this, I hadn't read the play before I knew that everyone was doing it. And so a friend of mine was like, you have to read this play. They're doing it and you have to audition. And I read the play and my friend loved it so much. And honestly, my first read, I was like, this feels dated. That was my first thought. I was like, oh, I really want to be in like a kitchen sink drama with these real people who are living on the set together. And yet it feels dated. But it was like every day that we spent in that script, more and more, it just became so real to me and so relevant. And it, now looking at it, I mean, it feels like it was written today
mm-hmm.
because the issues are exactly, you know, I mean, we might not be going through the same political things that they were going at, but it's like the heart of what the characters are working at. That is so relevant. People who are clawing to find the life that they want to live. We all can relate to that. And the way that Susanna approached it, and just also the intentionality and the focus of every actor in the show, it's everyone wants to bring out the truth and the souls of each of these characters. So for me, it feels so today. I mean, it feels so fresh.
Yeah.
And I think to follow up on that with what we were talking about earlier, you know, Susanna kept making a point of reminding us that this is at the beginning of the women's liberation movement. So that these women are fighting for a self-identity that they can control for themselves. And so there is a lot of, even though it's a very funny comedy and there's a lot of other things happening, there's a political statement beneath it, which I
sure.
find very empowering.
Yeah, which was just starting at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a terrific show. Congratulations to all of you. Break a leg for the rest of the run. And thanks so much for your time. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beth Hilton, Doria Schmidt, and Megan Anderson star in Crimes of the Heart. It's at the Everyman Theater on Baltimore's West Side until Sunday night. We've got a link to information about tickets on our website. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. And Friday morning, it's time to prognosticate about the Oscars on Maryland Morning. Until then, thanks for being with us. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.